U.S. envoy says annexation of Greenland remains a priority. The newly appointed Greenland special envoy said that he will pursue President Donald Trump's goal to annex the territory. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's appointment as special envoy was announced on December 21st. Jeff understands how essential Greenland is to our national security and will strongly advance our country's interests for the safety, security, and survival of our allies and, indeed, the world, the president wrote. Congratulations, Jeff. Landry responded with a social media post of his own, saying that he was going to continue as governor while focusing on expanding the United States. Thank you, @RealDonaldTrump. It's an honor to serve you in this volunteer position to make Greenland a part of the United States. This in no way affects my position as governor of Louisiana, Landry said in a post on X. The president has stated several times that he believes Greenland, which is currently a largely self-governing Danish territory, should be part of the United States. Motivation for the annexation has also been made clear, with Trump citing the nation's zinc, gold, copper, and other minerals. Greenland has an estimated 1.5 million tons of rare earth resources. Both Greenland and Denmark have rejected the United States offer, and their representatives met earlier this month to pledge mutual respect. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen and her Greenlandic counterpart, Jens Frederik Nielsen, responded to the renewed calls for a United States-Greenland connection, saying, "We have said it before. Now we say it again. National borders and the sovereignty of states are rooted in international law. They are fundamental principles. You cannot annex another country, not even with an argument about international security." The leaders went on to describe the territory's intent to stay independent, saying, "Greenland belongs to the Greenlanders and the United States shall not take over Greenland," they added in the statement emailed by Frederiksen's office. "We expect respect for our joint territorial integrity." In an interview with the Financial Times published in May, Greenland's Minister for Mineral Resources, Nadja Nathanielsen, hinted that the nation might turn to China for investment. "We want to develop our business sector and diversify it, and that requires investments from outside," said Nathanielsen. She conveyed the nation's preference for a partnership with the United States and Europe, but said, "If they don't show up, I think we need to look elsewhere."